live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is
math.
Just remember,
before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel.
Hello and welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool. I'm your host, my name is Shane, and for the next hour, I'll be playing a bunch of songs all around a theme, and every week I do a different theme, all different kinds of music. And thanks for listening. Tonight is episode 157, the theme is math. Last week I did a show themed around the year 2006, so if you want to go on a little time travel adventure all the way back to 2006... you can do that in the archives at everybodyplaysthefool.com and find all the other episodes in there as well. This week, you know, students are going back to school, so I thought we'd focus in on math, which I know is the bane of some students' educational existence. And it has weirdly, you know, there are references or direct subject material in a lot of songs about math, so we're going to hear a whole bunch of songs about math. Some of them more directly about actual math and some just using the word or making a reference somewhere. So let's get started with this first set of math-themed music on Everybody Plays the Fool. We're going to start out, of course, with Mathematics by Mos Def. It's going to kick things off here on episode 157. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Booker, 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 booker. Ha ha. You know the deal. This is me, though. Beats by Supremo for all of my people, Negroes and Latinos, and even the gringos. Yo, check it, one for Charlie Hustle, two for Steady Rock, three for the fourth coming live, future shot. It's five dimensions, six senses, seven firmaments of heaven to hell, 8 million stories to tell, nine planets faithfully keep an orbit with the probable tenth, the universe expands length, the body of my text possess extra strength, power lifted powerless, up out of this towering inferno, my aim so hot it burned through the journal, I'm blacker than midnight on Broadway and Myrtle, hip hop past all your tall social hurdles like the nationwide projects, prison industry complex, working class poor, better keep your alarm set. Streets too loud to ever hear freedom ring. Say it back in with your sleep. It's dangerous to dream, but your chain cats get the chip. You dead now. Killing fields need blood to graze the cash cow. It's a numbers game, but shit don't add up somehow. Like I got 16 to 32 bars to rock it, but only 15% of profits. Ever seen my pockets like 69 billion in the last 20 years spent on national defense, but folks still live in fear. Like nearly half of America's largest cities is one quarter black. That's why they gave Ricky Ross all the crap. 16 ounces to a pound, 20 more to a key, a 5 minute sentence hearing and you're no longer free. 40% of Americans own a cell phone so they can hear everything that you say when you ain't home. I guess Michael Jackson was right, you are not alone. Rock your hard hat black as you in the terror dome. Full of hard niggas, large niggas, dice tumblers, young teens in prison greens facing life numbers. Crack mothers, crack babies and AIDS patients. Young bloods can't spell but they can rock you a PlayStation. Snoo Mav is whipping motherfuckers ass. You wanna know how to rhyme, you better learn how to act. It's mathematics.
Mighty most depth.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
Mighty most depth.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I revolve around science.
What are we talking about here? Are we talking about here?
Yo, it's one universal law, but two sides to every story. Three strikes and you bitten for life. Mandatory. Four MCs murdered in the last 4 years. I ain't trying to be the fifth when the millennium is here. Yo, it's 6 million ways to die from the seven deadly thrills. 80-year-olds getting found with 9 mils. It's 10 p.m. where your C's at. What's the deal? They on the hill pumping krills to keep their bellies filled. Lighting the ass with heavy steel. Sights on the pretty shit in life. Young soldiers trying to earn their next strike. When the average minimum wage is 5.15, you best believe you gotta find a new grind to get cream. The white unemployment rate is nearly more than triple for black. So frontliners got their gun in your back. Bubble and crack, jewel theft and robbery to combat poverty and end up in the global jail economy. Stiffer stipulations attached to each sentence. Budget cutbacks but increased police presence. And even if you get out of prison, still living, join the other 5 million under state supervision. This is business. No faces, just lines and statistics. From your phone, your zip code, the SSI digits. The system break man, channeling women in the figures. Two columns for who is and who ain't niggas. Numbers is hard and real and they never have feelings. But you push too hard, even numbers got limits. Why did one straw break the camel's back? Here's the secret. The million other straws underneath it. It's all mathematics.
Mighty most definitely.
It's simple mathematics.
Check it out.
I'll revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
Mighty most deaf.
It's simple mathematics.
Check it out.
I'll revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
I'm the same as I was when I was 6 years old. And oh my God, I feel so damn old. Works on a math equation that never even ever really even is in it. And infinite spirals out creation. We're on the tip of its thumbs and it is saying, well, we ain't sure where you stand. You ain't machines and you ain't land. And the plants and the animals, they are land. And the plants and the animals eat each other. On a math equation that never even ever really even is in it. And infinite spirals out creation. We're on the tip of its tongue and it is saying, well, we ain't sure where you stand. You ain't machines and you ain't land. And the plants and the animals, they are land. And the plants and the animals eat each other.
Of the Nazis serving the ass on the Sharif.
Strike if skev nach nicht drüß flut es in der Verlohi.
Some of you who have small children may have perhaps been put in the embarrassing position of being unable to do your child's arithmetic homework because of the current revolution in mathematics teaching known as the new math. So as a public service here tonight, I thought I would offer a brief lesson in the new math. Tonight, we're going to cover subtraction. This is the first room I've worked for a while. It didn't have a blackboard, so we will have to make do with more primitive visual aids, as they say in the ad biz. Consider the following subtraction problem, which I will put up here. 342 minus 173. Now, remember how we used to do that. 3 from 2 is 9, carry the 1. And if you're under 35 or went to a private school, you say 7 from 3 is 6. But if you're over 35 and went to a public school, you say 8 from 4 is 6. And carry the one, so we have 169. But in the new approach, as you know, the important thing is to understand what you're doing rather than to get the right answer. Here's how they do it now. You can't take 3 from 2. 2 is less than 3, so you look at the 4 in the tens place. Now that's really 4 tens, so you make it 3 tens, regroup, and you change a 10 to 10 ones, and you add them to the 2 and get 12, and you take away 3, that's 9. Is that clear? Now instead of 4 in the tens place, you've got 3 because you added 1, that is to say 10 to the 2, but you can't take 7 from 3, so you look in the hundreds place. From the 3, you then use 1 to make 10 ones, and you know why 4 plus minus 1 plus 10 is 14 minus 1, because addition is commutative, right? And so you got 13 tens, and you take away 7, and that leaves 5. Well, 6, actually, but the idea is the important thing. Now go back to the hundreds place. You're left with 2, and you take away 1 from 2, and that leaves... Everybody get 1? Not bad for the first day. Hooray for new math, new math. It won't do you a bit of good to review math. It's so simple, so very simple that only a child can do it. Now that actually is not the answer that I had in mind, because the book that I got this problem out of wants you to do it in base 8. But don't panic. Base 8 is just like base 10, really, if you're missing 2 fingers. Shall we have a go at it? Hang on. You can't take 3 from 2. 2 is less than 3, so you look at the 4 in the 8's place. Now that's really 4 8's, so you make a 3 8's, regroup, and you change an 8 to 8 1's, and you add to the 2, and you get 1 2 base 8, which is 10 base 10, and you take away 3, that's 7. Okay? Instead of 4 in the 8's place, you've got 3 because you added 1, that is to say 8, to the 2, but you can't take 7 from 3, so you look at the 64's. 64. How did 64 get into it? I hear you cry. Well, 64 is 8 squared, don't you see? When you ask a silly question, you get a silly answer. From the 3, you then use 1 to make 8 1's. You add those 1's to the 3, and you get 1 3 base 8. Or in other words, in base 10, you have 11, and you take away 7, and 7 from 11 is 4. Now go back to the 64's. You're left with 2, and you take away 1 from 2, and that leaves... Now, let's not always see the same hands. One, that's right. Whoever got 1 can stay after the show and clean the erasers. Hooray for new math. It won't do you a bit of good to review math. It's so simple, so very simple, that only a child can do it. Come back tomorrow night. We're gonna do fractions.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn, and that was the first set of math-themed music. That is the theme tonight. Episode 157, songs that have something to do with math. We started that set off with Mos Def and Mathematics, then Modest Mouse and Never-Ending Math Equation. Then you heard The Books with Beautiful People, and then closed it out with that classic from Tom Lehrer, New Math. Hope you enjoyed that one. Always like to play Tom Lehrer if I can. I think I've only worked him into one or two other episodes, but definitely check out the Parks episode way back in the archives, where I played maybe my favorite song of his, Poisoning Pigeons in the Park. Yeah, that's Tom Lehrer, a comic songwriter, and go check him out if you're not already familiar. Again, tonight's theme is math, and I know I've done a lot of really nerdy subjects lately. I did Lord of the Rings a month or two ago. I did Star Trek a couple of weeks ago. So here we are with math. And despite me being kind of nerdy myself, and sometimes I wear glasses, and my birthday is, not only is it Pi Day, 314, it is also Einstein's birthday. So despite all of those things, I never really got into math. I'm not an expert on math, much like a lot of the topics I do on my show. I'm not an expert in it. And so sometimes I have to go out into the world and find someone I can consult who knows a little bit more about the subject than I do. So I've brought in a real math expert tonight. This is Eric Perkis. He's here hanging out with me because he is a new host here at Radio Free Brooklyn. He's learning the ropes. Hi, Eric.
Nice to be here.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
So I billed you as a math expert, so you better be able to live up to that.
Totally.
Are you good at math?
Oh, the best.
All right. Good. Yeah, I like agreement. Good improv skills. No, actually, what was your relationship like with math? Is that something? Are you one of the people who math class would, like, that topic would send a chill down your spine, or was it just another subject?
I could tell you the answers to the riddle of the Sphinx with math.
Okay.
But not today, but another day.
All right. You know, I was hoping you'd give me kind of an interesting cryptic answer, and I got it in spades. It's weird because, like, math is, for some people, it's just a normal thing, and for some, it's like a no-go. It's like it's completely different than every other subject. It's kind of like how people deal with tequila versus other liquors, you know? How it's like, oh, yeah, I can, you know, this one's my favorite, but I can get by in this one, but tequila... forget it, you know, that's not me.
But
you know, people are like that. And I think that math tends to intimidate more artsy, left brain types. And I imagine now, Eric, your show, I should say, is going to... what's the name of your upcoming show?
Tattoo You.
And it's about?
It's the anthropology of tattoos throughout history. And I will be inviting guests that tattoo in the city and around the world. And the meaning behind people's tattoos.
Sweet. Now, that means I imagine you're a fairly artsy-leaning person. You're an artistic type, let's say.
Definitely.
So you're probably not super inclined towards math?
As of recently, I've taken very big interest in the golden means.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Tell us all about it.
I'm interested in the symmetry and how almost everything is connected to
it. That makes sense because that is ultimately a design thing. So that still fits into your expertise.
Yeah, definitely. If it's a bad design, mm-hmm. the mathematics must be off.
That's right. So have you ever had to give someone a tattoo that involved like a seashell or something that has that?
Yes. And it mystifies me.
That's got to be hard to get right.
The fact that you can zoom in on any living object and see this same pattern is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the building block design beneath it all, right?
What's going on?
And yeah, it is math related. So there are other angles into this whole math thing for sure. I should say in the background, you have been hearing Pocket Calculator by Kraftwerk. And awesome. Now we're going to play another set of music. So let's get into this next one. Going to start things off with a cover of a George Jones song done by Cake. This one's called Subtract One Love, Multiply the Heartaches. And it's kicking off this next set on Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Once I thought two happy hearts could someday beat as one. But then a third heart came along, and now our love is gone. I count the many times I've said I love no one but you. Subtract one love and multiply the heartaches. Divide the tears by every time a heart breaks. The answer only tells us that it's too late. Subtract one love. One love and multiply the heartaches. Divide the tears by every time a heart breaks. The answer only tells us that it's too late. Subtract one love. Subtract one love and multiply the heartache.
Three, oh, it's the magic number. Yeah, it is. It's the magic number. Somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity, you'll get three. It's the magic number. In the past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, in the heart and the brain and
riding once more.
'Cause it goes to show that I flow like a bloody nose. Rap is sweet, just like donuts from Dunkin'. The action posse's at the door, and they won't let a punk in. So you better try the back door before you get a crack jaw. And I don't need a black hat to be a villain. The posse is action, and the label is cold chillin'. The question is, how hype will you get? When you heard this beat, you were familiar with a jam you heard before. This is a summary, a voice surrounds you, but there's only one of me. Lyrics and dialect come from all angles. The cordless mic in my hand still strangles. They try rather well, but none are parallel. The words are spinning your head like a carousel. And out of all the brothers I spoke to, none of them broke through. They sound like a joke too. The rhymes are very soft, just like turkey cloth. The kid that's standing on stage ought to hurry off, 'cause that ain't hip hop. You little drip drop, trying to tiptoe but can't touch the tip top. 'Cause you ain't tall enough, try to brawl and scuff. And the style that you call it tough is about as tough as a flower. Beware of the posse raised to the third power. 'Cause we ain't caring, don't mind tearing. A cocaine pushing, Dapper Dan wearing. Walking around with a neck full of cables. My DJ laughs when you touch the turntables. Wanna be hard rock when you roll 10 deep? They told you my name, but you act like you've been asleep. Get back, sit back and chill, you're no frill MC, Slim C, but still I show skill. Words can brutalize without no mercy. Enemies wasting their last breath to curse me. I ain't Shaft with a hat and a Cadillac. MCs lash out, but should I battle back? Nah, I remain calm and collected. The stage was empty the last time I checked it, but now there's movement there in the spotlight. I can't make out who it is, nah, not quite. A flash of gold from a shiny medallion. The stride of pride on stage like a stallion. Oh, another one of those who try to get close to, but can't 'cause a man's supposed to. Rip the mic till a crowd is perplexed, but for this jam here, there won't be no next up. So peace to Craig G, King G, Rap and Mark Maul from the Music Man, y'all. Want you hear the capital A, please you know. Action is in effect, vet, vet. Want you hear the capital A, please you know. Action is in effect, vet, vet. Want you hear the capital A, please you know. Action is in effect, vet, vet.
Divided by 0, 0, 2. Divided by 0, 0, 0.
Let's not go home. We'll catch the late train. I've got enough money to pay on the way. When the postman
Hey everybody, you're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn, and that was another set of math-themed music for you. Started that one off with Cake and their cover of the song Subtract One Love, Multiply the Heartaches. Then you heard Blind Melon with their classic Three is a Magic Number, Schoolhouse Rock cover there. Then we heard, going way back, from the debut album from Master Ace back in the early 90s, I think, with the song 4-3, and then closed out with the Pet Shop Boys and 2 / 0. Math is the theme tonight, in honor of all of those students who are going back to school, better you than me. But if anyone's listening is getting back into the swing of things with school, best of luck to you. Hope you do great on your math exams, which I never have to do ever again in my life. That was one of the things that I bailed out on pretty early in my educational career. I finished up math so that I never had to do it again as early as I could manage. And I still stand by that decision. You know, you got to manage your own workload and your own mental capacity as best as you can. So math was never my thing, but I'm happy to do it here as a subject on my radio show and hear a bunch of cool music. So let me remind you that you are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is a nonprofit community radio station. And so you can go to radiofreebrooklyn.org and find out about all the great shows that are here on the station. You can also kick in a couple of bucks if you like what you hear and want to keep things going. Go to the donate button on the website. You can also download our mobile apps to hear Radio Free Brooklyn wherever you go. Hear it live anytime. And also you can go back and hear all the old episodes of this very show, Everybody Plays the Fool, at everybodyplaysthefool.com. I'm going to get into this next set of music, and we've still got a good amount of time left in the show, which is great. I'm going to kick things off with a song by The Grassroots. This song is called Two Divided by Love, and it's kicking off this next set of music on this math-themed episode 157 of Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
today I will stop, and I will start. Why can't I get just one kiss? Why can't I get just one kiss? There'd be some things that I wouldn't miss, but I look at your pants and I need a kiss. Why can't I get just one screw? Why can't I get just one screw? Believe me, I know what to do, but something won't let me make love to you. It's got something to do with luck, but I waited my whole life for just one day after day. I get angry and I will say that the day is in my sight when I take a bow and say goodnight. Oh my mama, 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 mama. Kept your eye on your son. I know you've had problems, you're not the only one. When your sugar left you on the run. So mo my mama, mama, mo my mom. Take a look now, look what your boy has done. He's walking around like he's number one. So he went downtown and he got all my guns. Don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. Don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. You know you got my sympathy, but don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. Don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. Don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. You know you got my sympathy, but don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. Down kitchen at the top of the stairs. Can I mix in with your affairs? Share a smoke, make a joke, grasp and reach for a leg of hope. Words to memorize, words hypnotize, words make my mouth exercise. Words all fail the magic prize. Nothing I can say when I'm in your thighs. Come on, my mama, mama, my mother. I would love to love you, lover. City's restless, it's ready to pounce. Go in your bedroom, ounce for ounce. And oh, my, 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 my mother. I would love to love you, lover. City's restless, it's ready to pounce. Go in your bedroom, ounce for ounce. I've given you a decision to make. Things to lose, things to take. Just she's about ready to cut it. Honey, I'm gonna add it up. I'm gonna add it up. Yeah.
Listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. That was another set of math-themed music. That set started out with The Grassroots and Two Divided by Love. Then we heard Radiohead with 2 plus 2 equals 5. And then Violent Femmes with Add It Up. And then close it out with The Speedies and Math Teacher. And time has just flown right by once again. Here on Everybody Plays the Fool. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. If you want to subscribe to this show, you can get it automatically every time I post a new one in the archive. Just go to everybodyplaysthefool.com and click on the iTunes button there, or use one of the other various services to subscribe. I do appreciate that. I got a couple of songs left to close things out, but first I want to say thank you again to Eric Perkis, who's my mathematician in residence here tonight. Thanks for coming by, Eric.
Thank you, Shane. It's been excellent.
Why don't you remind people what your show is going to be? I know you haven't started it yet, but what they can look forward to.
Tattoo You, Anthropology of Tattoos, a little bit of behind the scenes in the New York scene of tattooing, and just a love for tattoos and everything ink.
Very nice. And you also do some stand-up here in town, right?
Yes.
Where can people catch you doing that?
I do pro shows at Dangerfields on Saturdays, Bob DeBueno Showcase, and I'll be at Greenwich Village quite frequently with Dustin Chafin, Greenwich Village Comedy Club.
Sweet. All right. Thank you, Eric. Thank you to anyone who's out there listening. I hope you've had an educational experience tonight as we've been going through all of this math music. Going to close things out with... Well, first off, that was just some more Dilla Donuts as an extension of last week's show. And I got another little extension of last week's show. Gonna close out with some Beyonce. Enjoy.
If I ain't got nothing, I got you. If I ain't got something, I don't give a damn, 'cause I got it with you. I don't know much about algebra, but I know 1 + 1 = 2. And it's me and you. That's all we'll have when the world is through. 'Cause baby, we ain't got nothing without love. Days look low, hold me in close and don't let me the world's at war. That our love heal us all. Right now, baby, make love to me. Me, 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 me. Oh. About guns, but I've been shot by you. Hey, and I don't know when I'm gonna die, but I hope that I'm gonna die by you. Hey, and I don't know much about fighting, but I know I will fight for you. Hey, just when I fall up, I realize that I'm laying right next to you, baby. We ain't got nothing but love. And darling, you got enough for the both of us. Ooh, make love to me when my days look low.
Infatuation.